This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! Let's just start. I don't, you know what, guys? I don't know. You tell me.
Okay. Here's the first call.
And then we'll get to rules after the call.
Tom, okay. I would proudly like to welcome to the show a legend, and his name is Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, my goodness. Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, this is an honor. It's Gilbert Gottfried, the host of the Colossal Pod, whatever. It's Colossal something, right?
Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast.
That's right, and I was on it, and it was one of the highlights of my life to be on that. And
now,
I don't know if that...
I think when I spoke to you, you were fired from a show.
I had just been fired. I had just quit under duress that afternoon, and then I asked your partner, Frank, when he was reviewing my credits for the introduction, he said, what do you want me to say? I was like, please just don't mention this one show. And then you were sitting on the couch. I thought that you were stuffed or something. You looked like you were asleep, but you were laying in wait is what you were doing.
Yes.
It was like you heard all of it.
Because you were fired. I mean, you could say you quit. That's what they do in show business. They go, I'm weighing other options, or I want to continue my acting career.
Sure, a mutual parting of the ways.
Yes. It means they didn't like you. Just say that. Say it out loud now.
They agreed that I should not be allowed in the building, and I agreed not to try to get in the building.
In fact, they were letting in terrorists ahead of you who are carrying ticking packages rather than have you in the building.
Yes, that was pretty much... But you proceeded to go on a 5-minute spiel about how I was fired, and it was really funny, and it made it go down a whole lot easier.
Yes.
And then when the money didn't show up anymore, then it still was just hard.
Yes. It went down, and then it was hard, so that's good.
So,
you really have to think about.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do a lot of cameos these days, Gilbert.
Yes. And this is not a commercial plug for my cameos.
No, well, we should still plug it, though. People can get you over Cameo.
Well,
now, are you just knocking them out all day long?
Yes. And I'm just doing this plug because it makes you happy.
That's well. I appreciate the generosity of spirit you're displaying by letting me plug your cameo.
Because I do, I do personalized video shout-outs, you know, holidays, birthdays, just any message, congratulate, you know, whatever. And you go to cameo.com/Gilbert Gottfried.
And then people are saying they're getting good value from your cameos, that you deliver.
Yes. See, unlike you, I actually deliver in my job.
Oh, no, I deliver now. I actually do. That is my job, as I deliver after I got fired from the television show. Ironically, I deliver as well.
Yes. I'll say hello to you tomorrow because I'll be calling up Papa John's for a pizza.
Yes, exactly. You want the usual?
And when you get there, I'll go, maybe I should give him an extra dime tip.
Dime?
Yes.
You're going to give me a dime? What is this? You're going to try to get the lowdown on what's on the street? You're giving me a dime? It's not the 40s anymore.
No, that, yes. I'll drop a dime. That was always, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this... I'm sure you have a lot to do that you probably have to
do
a video to congratulate a soccer coach on his 75th birthday.
Yeah, see, unlike you, I'm very busily employed. You're continuing your singing career. You're working on an album.
Oh, I'm working. Yes. And boy, the music industry has a lot pinned on this one. They, they really feel like it can turn the tide of the streaming and all they figure that it'll bring back. Tower Records is ready to open back up when my album comes out.
And you're going to be making your own jewelry.
I do it all. I teach yoga. I make my own jewelry. I deliver Papa John's. I have my singing career. I'm casting a wide net these days, Gilbert.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Hey, speaking of Papa John's, can I get 1% of the money that Shaquille O'Neal makes in commercials?
Yeah, you'd think it's like there's a point where you're like, wait, were they not paying you to play basketball for 20 years?
Yeah.
Like, did you forget to ask for money for that?
Yeah, he does that. He does the general insurance. He's got
Icy one Hot.
Of those. The what?
Icy Hot.
Oh, yeah, he's got everything. He's got his own, Shack Grill that's on the shopping network.
Yeah. He really, I don't know. I tell you, if somebody gave me a little bit of money, you'd never hear from me ever again.
Well, how much is that?
Please, I'm going to figure a number out, and we can negotiate out on this. And this could be the final episode of the show tonight, Gilbert.
And but why don't you just leave the show because you want to, because you're really into your music.
Yeah, I'm into my music. And who's on the show? Who do you have coming up on your show that is exciting? Anyone in the pipeline?
Let's see. I don't know. I always forget it. And then I name someone who's already on.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had, of the big ones that we've had in the past, Dick Van Dyke was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Winkler, a lot of people. I think we're having... Oh, Colin Quinn is coming on.
Okay, well, that's exciting. Your show, a lot of times when I look at the guest list, and I listen to it, it's like being in the waiting room in the lobby at jury duty. Where you just see, like, oh, I think, wait, is Bruce, maybe I'll be on the same arson case as Bruce Dern.
Yeah. Because he is known for his arson.
It's very exciting. You get so many people on, and you had on Larry Storch, which was one that I thought was fantastic.
Yes. And Larry Storch talked about, and I visited him in his apartment, and he had like one part of the room where he had these towels on the floor, and he explained to me like every morning he goes there and stands on his head. And he went to a doctor, he's in his 90s, and asked, should I continue that? And they said, if you made it this far doing that, then yeah, keep doing it.
Yeah, it goes 110, and it's like, yeah, you're doing something right.
Yeah, it's, and he was in that, and he was actually in the original Ghostbusters. It was a TV show with him and Forrest Tucker. Forrest Tucker, who was in the same category, I heard, with Milton Berle. In fact, I heard Forrest Tucker on the golf course would get on his knees and whip it out, and he'd hit a golf ball with it to impress his friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's very, look, with friends like that, who needs enemies? Really, be like, we've seen you do it before, Forrest. You don't have to do it again. I insist.
Point where you go. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, great.
Well, I'm not running the show tonight, Gilbert. My producers are running the show, so I'm just along for the ride. So they will clearly move things forward if it's time to. I would talk to you all night. What kind of time do we have, guys?
It's pretty tight, but we're talking to Gilbert Gottfried, so I'm gonna throw this to the other producers and you, the host, Tom, because you are.
I agree, Tom. You feel it out. We can shift on this end.
I don't want to shift. I don't want to take too much of Gilbert's time.
The jerk that says three more minutes with Gilbert.
Well, that's all I needed to know.
Three more minutes with Gilbert.
Now, Gilbert, imagine if Frank Santopadre is that how you say it? Santopadre?
Yes.
Imagine if he just said to you midstream in an interview, yeah, we got three more minutes with Maury Amsterdam.
Yes. You know, one time I was at an event, and this was, you know, just about 2-3 years ago. I was at this event. And David Letterman showed up. Mm-hmm. And David Letterman came out on stage, and he's cracking jokes and everything. And some schmuck gave him the signal to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, at this event, David Letterman is like Elvis coming back from the dead.
Yeah, you maybe let him go. And he's maybe done a few of these before.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He can kind of read the room. I think he might have some kind of antenna for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, speaking of David Letterman, I recently rewatched your first couple appearances on the original Late Night, and they were so funny. And it's so funny when you think of the context of the time that people were truly trying to figure out what you were going for.
Yes.
Like, what was that like to try to go out with you're going out with something clearly predetermined that you're expecting the audience to get on your wavelength. You're not taking a step toward them.
Yeah, that was, I remember. I think I did about 7 or 8 appearances on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember.
You were doing the thing where you were saying how great it was for them to see you. And
oh, yes.
That, but you didn't stop. And it's because one of...
I remember, before I was on Letterman, I was in 2 massive bombs in my career. One was my season of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the worst time to be on this show. And it was like one of those seasons they never rerun. It was really bad.
To be fair, it was a great time if you're a Gail Mathias fan.
Yeah, it was. So I had that, and I was fired from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that, and the other show I was fired from, talk about the ultimate degradation, not good enough for, I wasn't good enough for Thick of the Night. and so I asked a Paul Schaefer if he could do like a quick he asked what music I want to be brought out with, and I say, could you do a quick combination of the Thick of the Night theme and my season of Saturday Night theme. And he put together something, and that was my theme music every time I did the show.
That's amazing. When Alan Thicke had that talk show, and he was a Canadian entertainer who came to the U.S. That was one of the few times that I've been really, I really felt it was time for us to tighten up our borders.
Yes, I remember the show was being advertised as the show that was going to knock Carson off the air. And if you notice, Carson's not on the air, so it worked.
Look, it took a little longer than he thought, but yes. Mission accomplished, Alan Thicke.
Yeah, you want to do things right, you got to take your time.
Yeah, now, well, he did it, and he's they're somewhere. They're up there in heaven looking down at us right now, Alan Thicke and Johnny Carson, and they're having the best time.
Yes. And I remember the theme music. I remember the theme song because he sang it. And it was. Everyone needs a dream to hold on. I'm going to make it on my own. Running in the thick of the night under the city lights. Running in the thick of the night.
He was one of those personalities. Like there was just a trend of personality we don't have so much anymore, where celebrities would sing even if they kind of couldn't sing.
Yes, yes.
Although they would still do a song every now and again.
He made a fortune as like for writing theme songs to shows. And jingles, like he wrote the Facts of Life theme.
Mm-hmm. Well, then maybe I'm going to take back that thing I said about him being in heaven.
Yes. And he also had, and this was right around the time of like, Olivia Newton-John had Let's Get Physical, and that was a big hit. And then Diana Ross came out with one called I Like Muscles, because it was the time of all those, aerobicized things were all the rage. And so Alan Thicke had one, Sweaty and Hot. And it's and it was him in a gym with a bunch of male dancers behind him in tights. And he was singing, Sweaty and Hot, let you make me sweaty and hot.
Isn't it funny that there's probably things you can't remember, like you probably can't remember someone's birthday, who you, like a somebody you love, you can't remember the date of their birthday, but you have still held on to Sweaty and Hot.
Yes, I asked my wife yesterday, what grades are our kids in? I didn't know that, but if you want to hear Alan Thicke sing Sweaty and Hot, I could do that in a second.
Yeah, but you're not sure what school they're at right now.
No.
Well, Gilbert, this has been a total thrill, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, and thank you.
And people, of course, if you want a cameo, there's nobody better in the biz. Go over to Cameo and get your cameo from Gilbert and listen to the podcast, Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Cameo.com/Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes. And thank you for being a part of this very weird show that I'm very nervous about. If this is how it's starting, I have no idea where we're going.
Well, somebody came on the phone and said, you know, this guy's been fired during his conversation.
Yes. Well, it's an act of charity, and I appreciate it, Ben.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Gilbert.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show #4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.